was allowed to read the letter, and as he scanned through its contents, he commented that there were many items that could be denied, some were incorrect, but that many were correct. It all seemed a familiar rehash of the mix of truths, half-truths, and outright lies. According to Nichols' notes of the meeting, it was Oppenheimer who first raised the possibility of resigning prior to any security review. However, this option seemed to be suggested by Straw's comment that the letter of charges had not been signed, and therefore was not yet an official charge. Thinking out loud, Oppenheimer at first seemed open to this possibility, but he quickly observed that if the Jenner Committee was going to open an investigation of him anyway, a resignation now might not be too good from a public relations point of view. When Robert asked how long he had to decide, Strauss said he would be at home from 8 p.m. on to receive his answer, but that he could not in any case defer action beyond another day. When Oppie asked if he could have a copy of the letter of charges, Strauss refused, saying he could have the letter only after deciding what he was going to do. And when Oppenheimer asked if the Hill, Congress, knew about this, Strauss said not to his knowledge, but that he doubted such a thing could be kept from the Hill indefinitely.